1, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. And the Bartles Hill School Board met last night, and I had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time last night with Community Relations Director Jamie Ryan. Jamie, nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And a busy board meeting, and first of all, just the first approximately 45 minutes, I didn't actually time it out, but I mean, a lot of outstanding people to honor last night.
We did. We had everyone from band members to our POM squad, a lot of great students.
And then the annual opportunity for the board members to meet the nominees for both the Teacher of the Year and the Rising Star Teacher of the
That's
Year
correct.
From each facility in the district. One less than usual because there's no mid-high this year.
That's right. So we had 9 different schools, right?
And the actual announcement of the results of those of whenever the choice is made, and I should know the date. I assume it's in about a month or so.
The 26th, actually, this
okay.
month.
And the naming of that is always a great honor. Bartles Hill, in the past, I know has had at least a couple of state Teacher of the Year selectees, and probably more than that. But I know obviously Mitsu and Granger, the two that come to mind.
Right.
And the opportunity Mitsu went on for a national competition and was in the finals for that. So
yeah,
it's a really a neat opportunity.
It is. So that'll be January 26th at the Fine Arts Center.
Okay. So the public is invited to that.
Yeah.
And the other nominees, whoever are not chosen, I mean, still just an outstanding honor for them to be the selectee from their board, their school, usually selected by their peers, and it's a great honor all the way around.
It is, and we're looking forward again this year, so it'll be great.
And the Rising Star Teacher, it's not new, but relatively new award for Bartles Hill, and opportunity to see someone who maybe in a few years will be the Teacher of the Year selectee from that building.
Yes, that's correct. And they're all great new teachers, and we're really looking forward to it, so it'll be wonderful.
I couldn't imagine the pride of the particular principals that were out there last night introducing their selectees to the board, and the board always appreciates that.
Oh, yeah. Our principals take great pride in their teachers, so it's great to have them come out and introduce them, so it went really well.
The teachers, I don't believe, had classes yesterday. They were in various types of in-service training.
That's correct. They all had professional development yesterday. So elementary teachers were doing their thing, and then the high school teachers had some training, and everybody said it was a really great day, so I think they got a lot out of it.
And I know it's one of those things that the teachers take the opportunity to refresh their own skills, pick up something new frequently, some new research-based information that either confirms what they've already been doing or adds something to it.
Yes, definitely.
They were doing things, I assume, they're usually in their own buildings, but they can gather mm-hmm. together. It depends on the topic area and what's going on.
Right. So, but yes, they were in their own buildings yesterday, and I don't know the actual topics, but...
Not necessarily that important for our discussion this morning, but I'm just trying to shed a little bit of light on what the teachers were doing while the students were having a more enjoyable day.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we feel, professional development for our teachers is very important, and so we use that day and time to just enhance their skills and bring them together. Yeah. So it's a really great opportunity.
If memory serves, the district typically has about 5 professional development days somewhere within the year, from either before school starts to, I think last year you even had one after graduation.
Yes, that's correct. We have 5 days every year. So.
And the board also, speaking of calendar and days, the board approved a slight revision to the printed calendar for next school year last night.
Yes. So we are going to have a 1-week Thanksgiving break again next year, which all of our teachers and students love, of course. It's great because it gives, our families time to go on, have a vacation if they'd like to do so, instead of having to take their children out of school. So it works really great. And again, we'll have a 2-week winter break as well, which is, again, something that our teachers and students love. So.
Yeah, compared to those of us that went to school back in the dark ages, why this is much nicer.
Yes, it's a very, very nice break. So we're glad the board approved it.
Absolutely. And the board always, just to kind of go inside this a little bit, the board always looks a year or two down the road to kind of tentatively approve the calendar for the year that would be 2 years out now.
That is correct. So last night they went ahead and approved 2017 and 18 school year. So
and looks very similar to what they just approved for next year.
Yes. Yeah. Again, with the Thanksgiving break and the 2 week winter break. So we have a calendar committee that works hard to try to, you know, make sure our teachers and students get the best year possible. And so they voted on that and approved these great calendars.
Yeah. An announcement last night from Board Chairman Doug Dyvelbiss. He was not announcing his retirement on any specific date, only my words, not necessarily his, giving the board a heads up that when you select who you might want to choose as board chairman or some leadership position, he would not accept it if they selected him.
That's right, because next month at the February meeting, they go ahead and decide who the officers are, or go ahead and nominate themselves to be officers. So he wanted to go ahead and give them a heads up that he does not plan to be an officer again, because he needs to spend some time with his family. Well, which we understand.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the majority of the community would probably say, yeah, okay, 10 years of service. In one sense, we appreciate your veteran leadership and would love to keep you on as long as you want to choose to serve. You're allowed to step down.
Yeah, he's done a great job. He's been there 10 years and really has put so much time and effort into our students and our schools.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the you know, past long-standing board members who have served 10 years or more, and if I start naming names, I'll leave somebody important out, so I won't. But I think we can all think of board members that have served a long time on the
board.
Yes,
and he's definitely one of those.
Yeah. We'll take a break and continue our time talking about Bartlesville Public Schools. Jamie Ryan with us in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
K1 weather, again, calling for that cloudy day as we look on into the rest of your Tuesday. Spending a little bit of time this morning on K1 with Community Relations Director for Bartlesville Schools, Jamie Ryan. And Jamie, I see you flipping through the Bruin. And while it is available as a print publication, most people get it on their email.
Yes, they do. It goes out every week on Friday. And just covers all the information in our district, and it's a really good piece, very informational. So
yeah, it really is. Recently, the announcement, I think it was in the Bruin that you're looking at there, coming up, is it Thursday night? There's kind of a financial aid opportunity for students to look ahead. Am I right on
that? Yeah, that's correct. It's Making Sense of College Financial Aid, and it's going to be in the BH or the high school room 108.
Okay. And we obviously think of seniors because that affects them, but really juniors, sophomores, or even freshmen, is not necessarily too early to start thinking about that.
Sure, no, it's not. But yeah, we are really focusing on our seniors and their parents for these meetings. And we also have a FAFSA work night for seniors and parents, which will be the 25th of this month. And that's going to be held in the Bartlesville High School Library.
Okay, so an opportunity for parents to get involved in, and well, all the paperwork they're going to have to get involved in.
Yeah.
FAFSA asks, I haven't seen those papers recently. Thank you, my son is out of college. it's one of those things, really, you need to know this and this and this, and I don't even know if I've got that paper still around. You know,
there's so much paperwork for it. And then we're also going to have applying for scholarships on February 15th, and that's going to be in the Bartlesville High School Room 108, and it's also for seniors and parents as well. But, you know, applying for scholarships is extremely important, and there's, again, a lot of work to it. So we hope these informational sessions will help our seniors and their parents.
And when I look at the list of scholarship recipients every year at about graduation time, I mean, it certainly doesn't pay. I don't know of any of them that are getting a free ride all the way through, but it's for every parent, you got to say thank you very much for every dollar.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And last year, you know, our 2015 graduates, we had over $1 million received in scholarships for those students. So
yeah,
scholarships are very important, and our kids do real well receiving them.
Yeah, absolutely. A construction update last night, particularly all the things that you know, when you open up a 100-year-old building like Central, mm-hmm. and I have to smile on all the reports that everybody has given the board, because you never know what surprises you're going to open up when you open up a wall or start to redo a floor or whatever. Mm-hmm. Construction practices, I'll just say they were different than they are now.
Yes, this is true. And, you know, we keep meeting some challenges, but, you know, Knappholz Construction and Ambler Architects are taking care of us and, you know, working it through it all. But as they said last night, you know, you open one room and it might be great and perfect, and then go to the next room and hit some challenges. So, but everything seems to be coming along well, and we're still on schedule for Central to start school in August. But.
Yeah, I think the folks, particularly from Ambler, were, you know, I'll say cautiously optimistic. Mm-hmm. When you look at a project that says, okay, you can't begin until after the students are out on this date, and you have to be done by the start of school then, one day slippage here and there all of a sudden makes a big difference.
Oh, it does. And, you know, we've been real lucky to have the weather we've had this year. It's not delayed our construction too much. There for a while, we did have some rain that delayed the construction. But now everything's going along, you know, pretty well. So we're thankful for that. But if you drive by Central right now, you'll see that the new gym is pretty well constructed and coming along great. So we should be good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Board of Education Recognition Month, and for those that were not at the board meeting last night, this was, in my mind, the third, it might have been the fourth time, I'm not sure, that students have come in from one of the elementary schools and led the pledge and mm-hmm. and just really, I'll say, brought a brand new start to school board meetings.
Uh-huh. We just started that the past couple months. Mm-hmm. So this was the second time for us to have elementary students come and lead the pledge. They do the Pledge of Allegiance and the Oklahoma State Flag Pledge, and then they also do their school chant or
school creed or whatever.
Yeah. Right. So last night we had Ranch Heights students come in, and they did a really great job. So
yeah.
And then we had the board recognition, which of course January is Board Recognition Month. So we are thankful for all of our board members. But we had Kane Elementary students. Luckily, the Shelley White, the principal at Kane, had her kindergartners do homemade cards for all of our board members, which was really sweet. And so then we had some Kane students, the Bostwick children, came out and presented the board with their handmade cards. It was very sweet.
It is. As a community relations director, you get the opportunity to go in front of groups, large and small, and mm-hmm. and present topics of community interest. And I'm just curious a little bit about your job, your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the school has Facebook presence, for all I know, Twitter presence, and, mm-hmm. and other things that keep you busy well beyond what maybe goes on in the classroom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I go and visit all the school sites regularly and love seeing all the great things our students and teachers are doing. So that's a really fun part of my job. Yes, being very involved in our community, which I love also, you know, doing things with the United Way and all the other groups in town. And, of course, the Bruins. So any, you know, press release, anything like that comes through us, and mm-hmm. photographs, and it keeps me busy.
It does.
Very busy.
And you mentioned, you know, just being out and involved in a school, and nobody can attend every basketball game, track meet, concert, et cetera. But based on the number of photos and articles that you have presented to the community, I'll say you're at a lot of them.
Yeah, that's true. And I enjoy going to all of them, so it's really great. But we have a wonderful community, too, where parents are very involved, of course, and the parents and the teachers and everybody keeps me posted and sends me pictures and everything regularly. So, you know, anything, if anybody wants to send it, please, you know, the more the merrier. We like to share that information in the Bruin and, like you said, on social media. So
yeah.
Anything we can share, just go ahead and send my way.
And your email address, I know it's posted mm-hmm. on the website, but why don't we go ahead and get it?
It's Ryan, RyanJJ@bps-ok.org.
And it's just a great opportunity. If you got a great shot of your son or daughter doing something, maybe at a concert, an athletic event, whatever, if it's school related, and so that Jamie doesn't have to, I will say she gets still the opportunity for editorial choice to use or not use it. But if you don't send it to her, she can't even choose not to use it.
That's correct. So, yes. Go ahead and send anything my way. We love it.
And it's an opportunity to highlight what goes on not only inside but outside the walls of the school.
Yes, yes.
What just a school calendar coming up over the next few weeks. We talked about the Teacher of the Year recognition event coming up later on this month. Mm-hmm. Give us a preview maybe a couple of the things that are coming up within the next month or so.
Okay, well, you know, as far as today, we actually have quite a bit of basketball going on. Mm-hmm. So everything from eighth grade to our varsity is going to be playing at Union tonight. So if anybody is going to be in the Tulsa area and would like to head out to Union to see our teams play, that would be great. We have the girls at 6:30 and the boys at 8 o'clock. We have All-State Children's Chorus clinics going on tomorrow, so all of our chorus students will be attending that. And then, of course, you know, Thursday we have some more basketball and swimming. Swimming will be at Ponca City, and basketball will be at Carl Albert Invitational, so they'll be in Oklahoma City.
All right.
So, you know, that's as far as this week.
And that's a lot of things going on, and those that calendar of events, I know it's on the website, and then, mm-hmm. of course, in each issue of the Bruin, you've got a lot of things going on.
That's right.
If somebody would like to subscribe to the Bruin, it's pretty easy, mm-hmm. but I think it just takes a matter of sending you an email.
Yeah, just send me an email. Again, that's ryanjj@bps-ok.org. They can also, on our website, Granger put on the front page, they want to receive the Bruin. All they have to do is, you know, click the little button, and there you go. You'll be added to the list.
It'll be in your mailbox, and then you'll still get the update right here. And we'll spend some time, hopefully, with Superintendent Dr. Gary Quinn about this time next month.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you very much. And that's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. News coming up in just a bit from the Oklahoma News Network. Right now, Outdoor Showcase from the ONN.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merritt.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Well, coming up on the program today, Republicans in...